So for the cost of only $275, you too can deconstruct your faith in Jesus and rebuild another, well, another something. Well, I'm not sure just what it is that you'll rebuild, but I'm going to help. Well, he's going to help you with it. And you can do it even free of charge, kind of. Wait, what? Welcome once again to Truth Unbound, and I'm your host, Walter Swaim. I'm so glad you've joined me at the table or in your car or wherever you're at, and in order to see what God says to the problems and dilemmas in life and the church. And if you want to walk this journey with us more and know more about what God says to the things that happen today, then subscribe, like, follow, comment, and share each podcast with everybody you can. I'm grateful that you're doing that, and so let's go ahead and dive right in today. Okay, so Josh Harris, a la Michael Gungor and others, famously announced in 2019 that, and I quote, "By all the measurements that I have for defining a Christian, I am not a Christian," end quote. He joined a movement that is described as the Deconstruction Movement, so popular today, and made up of what is now called XVs, or that's short for ex-evangelicals, those who've left the Christian faith. To those who don't remember or know, by the way, John Harris became an overnight sensation years ago in the evangelical world when he wrote the book I Kiss Dating Goodbye, and was considered a linchpin in the Christian purity movement of the years past. Well, he recanted that entirely in recent years, and he left his pastorate, and then he finally disconnected from Christianity altogether. His wife and he are separated as well, and he made overtures and apologies to the LGBTQ community for his stance on marriage and what his book wrote about and talked about and other things related to that. Well, now we are, as believers, called to explore our God, his ways, and the Word of God calls it growing in the faith. Now, many in the deconstructionist movement blame fundamentalists or the church in general for their pain and for their hurt, and I believe some of it definitely is legit, but they blame the church in general for ignoring or outright denying their doubts and questions that they have about the world and faith and Jesus and the Bible and more. Again, this doubtless has happened to many, and that is sad and wrong that they were treated that way. It is part of walking with Jesus, though, abiding in Jesus, as he said in John chapter 15, to grow, learn, understand who he is, what reality is in the world around us, where this is all headed, and who we are to be in Christ, and so much more. This will naturally create questions, doubts, and searching. It's supposed to. Jesus loved and engaged with the questions from people such as Nicodemus and the 12 disciples together and some of them separately. He, being the answer himself to all of life's questions, gave the answers. But what is going on here with the modern deconstruction movement? I have found out, at least as I have listened and watched their podcast intently, is they are turning from a search for truth into what is becoming really a slavery to what is just spiritualized postmodern wandering that makes up the progressive Christian movement as well, which came out of the previous emergent church movement. Well, as Jake Medor says, and he was a Christian turned deconstructionist turned progressive Christian turned back to Orthodox Christian, he said this in a 2020 article for the Gospel Coalition, and I quote, "As I kept listening and reading, I realized I didn't have the tools to rebuild, and I wasn't receiving any from these voices. Every belief I held had been neatly disassembled and laid bare on the floor for examination, but there was no guidance for putting something back together. Helping people deconstruct their faith without also helping put it back together again is lazy, irresponsible, dangerous, and isolating," unquote. Well, now Josh Harris has come to the rescue, He's answered that call to help. And at his website, or at the website called reframeyourstory.net, it's all one word, and we'll have that included in the description of this podcast, he offers a 5-week starter course to reframe and reimagine your story. Yes, the vagueness continues, but I digress. For the low price of $275, you can get started with your starter kit, but also with a helpful exception. In small lettering at the bottom of the page, again, the link of this is in the description of the podcast, he says, and I quote, "A full scholarship is obtainable to anybody harmed by purity tradition and my previous books. Use code GIFT at checkout," unquote. So there's a little bit of, or a touch of capitalism there, but then again, with this exception, he can probably, as I saw one comment on Twitter say, kiss profitability goodbye. Everyone and anyone in a free market society ought to be free to monetize what they legally and ethically can and wish to. I get it. And other famous big XV leaders and speakers and influencers have done the same. The problem is that the highest value, or one of the highest values among deconstructionists, is the need, in fact, even the demand, that we be authentic, totally unlike the Christian fundamentalists and political right, who seemingly have all the answers. And this is the group they have left and deconstruct daily from. Yet again, as Jack Meter tweeted in response to this offer by Harris, quote, "Your regular reminder that a ton of XV types are ditching the dogma, but keeping all the capitalist crap, and it's very, very dumb and bad," unquote. I couldn't agree more. It is an imitation of the very capitalistic and slick marketing they detest and decry that was evident in their Christianity that they left. They just can't help themselves, I guess. One evangelism turns into another, just a different dogma among leading deconstructionist influencers, but it smacks of hypocrisy, especially for those observing this, who they themselves are questioning and seeking truth. Well, at Truth Unbound, we ask what does God say about what is happening around us today? For those who are struggling with their faith or being persuaded to leave Jesus, Jude says this, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation of the book of Jude, verses 22 to 23. Quote, "And you must show mercy to those whose faith is wavering. Rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. Show mercy to still others, but do so with great caution, hating the sins that contaminate their lives." End quote. Listen to your own doubts and questions and those of others by being honest with yourself and them, by going directly to God's truth. Let Him speak into the questions and doubts directly. Seek the help of those who walk with God faithfully and live authentic lives in Jesus. They're obviously not going to be perfect, but you know that they will try to give you the answers from God's Word, or together walk the journey with you to find those answers from Jesus directly. Give room for doubt. Doubt does not need to result in unbelief. In fact, it really shouldn't. To the contrary, if faithful to His Word, it will lead you to a firm foundation and faith walk daily in Jesus and His Word in your mind and heart and spirit. But to those who turn away and actively promote apostasy. And apostasy in the scriptures is pulling away from following Jesus biblically, but more so pulling others away from following Jesus biblically as well. Peter and Jude both have much to say to these people, but I'll leave you with this from 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And again, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And this is what Peter said and says, "But there were also false prophets in Israel, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will cleverly teach destructive heresies and even deny the master who bought them. In this way, they will bring sudden destruction on themselves. Many will follow their evil teaching and shameful immorality, And because of these teachers, the way of truth will be slandered. In their greed, they will make up clever lies to get hold of your money. But God condemned them long ago, and their destruction will not be delayed. And again, Peter says this in chapter 3, verses 17 through 18 of 2 Peter. You already know these things, dear friends, so be on guard. Then you will not be carried away by the errors of these wicked people and lose your own secure footing. Rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All glory to Him, both now and forever. Amen. So let's be careful with the slick and convincing tools under the guise of searching or discovering or deconstructing the Christian faith done by many of the more famous ex-evangelical influencers out there, and don't give them a place inside the door of your heart that Jesus has and loves. Be informed, know what they're saying, but be careful how you receive it, even in the middle of having doubts and questions. To those who know others who are struggling or listening intently to those voices, you as a believer and follower of Jesus, love them, listen to them, warn them, guard your heart and mind with them, and direct them to the truth of God and not the lies of sinful mankind. Help them through the Word. Walk it with them together. If you are having questions about Jesus, the Bible, or beginning to have some doubts yourself, I encourage you to go to your pastor or respected follower of Jesus that you look up to and ask them to help you in this journey. Also, write me. Write through email at info@truthunbound.org or message me through the website truthunbound.org on the contact me form there, or message me through our Facebook page by the same name. I definitely will jump on it with you and walk the path with you with Jesus to hear and receive His truth to whatever is bothering your heart and mind. You know, I think in the end, we can sum it up this way from God's Word. Learn to discern. Thank you again. Stay in the loop by liking, subscribing, following, commenting, and sharing these podcasts with everyone you know. I'm Dr. Walt Swaim, and I look forward to the next podcast conversation with you. You know, from time to time, we'll do these little short ones, these what I call shortcasts, where they're just on audio only. But again, we're going to seek the truth together, whether it's a shortcast or a regular video cast or whatever form it takes. As we say at the end of every podcast, no matter what form it takes, follow Jesus, and you'll always follow the truth.